Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Amud Bet at the very top of the Amud, looking at the first half of Mishnah Gimel of this, the fourth parak. Again, dealing with an animal in the process of childbirth. Behemah shemet ubara betoch me'aha. So an animal had the fetus die inside of her. Voshit haro'et yadov v'nagaba. So a shepherd or anybody else put his hand in and touched it. Bein be'mat me'ah, bein be'mat torah tahor. Whether or not this animal is a cow or a calf let's say, or a kid, or whether it is a horse, a foal, whatever, meaning edible and non-edible animal, there is no tumat nevela. If it's a beimat me'ah, like a pig, then you're tamei, but if it's a beimat tahora, like a goat, then you're tahor. So machlok Rabbi Yosef Glili about what the status is, but everybody agrees that a beimat tahora that dies in utero does not generate tumat nevela. Now, my Tamina Tanakama, what's Tanakama's reason? I'm Rav Chista Kalvachomer. It's very simple. Im ho'ila imo lati rob achila. Think about this. If you shech the mother, and as a result of that, the young is now exempted from shechita, lo tu'ilo l'tuhurei midei nevela, certainly it should be able to spare the animal inside from becoming a nevela. So Ashkechan Beimat Torah, that's only true about a Beimat Torah that you're allowed to eat. Beimat Me'am and Allah, and it's not true about a Chazer, you can't shech the Chazer. So Merkra V'chiamut Bina Beima Zu Beimat Me'ah Asher Hi Lachem Le'ochla. In introducing the Tumat Nevela, it says, if one of the animals dies that you are allowed to eat, then you have Tumat Nevela. Why is it sectioned that way? Say, any animal that dies, Beimat Me'ah, even the ones you're allowed to eat, Beimat Torah. Eat kash beimat me'alat beimat Torah, so the two are compared. Ma beimat Torah, what did we just learn from the Kal v'chomer? Ubra tahor. The one that dies in utero is tahor from Tumat Nevela. Af beimat me'ah, ubra tahor. Same thing with the beimat me'ah. That's Tanakama, very simple. Rabbi Yosef Glili, my Tanakama, why does Rabbi Yosef Glili disagree and say that if it's a horse or a camel, there is Tumat Nevela inside? Rabbi Yitzchak Damar Kras. So this is the first attempt. He says, v'chol alecha kapal v'chol achaya olechet al aretz. Anything that walks on its hands, meaning not split hooves, you're not allowed to eat. Meaning, ma'achei kapayim b'chaya. So why does it say b'chol achaya? If it's inside an animal that walks on four, and it walks on four, then it's tamei. So meaning that the tum'ah that exists for horses and etc. that don't have split hooves starts already in utero. So if that's the case, go back to our kalut, which is when the hoof is not yet separated, should become tamei. It's something that walks on four inside an animal. The answer is, it has to be something that walks on its feet, meaning its unsplit feet, inside an animal that walks on four, as opposed to a kosher animal walks on eight. This one is walks on four, is inside an animal that walks on eight, kosher animal. So therefore, if you have now an animal that is proper inside a gamal, shouldn't be tamei, because because this is an eight inside of a four. The answer is the v'chol alech is there to expand it even to when the animal inside has eight, but it's inside of a four. Now, by the eight, again, what I mean is that each hoof is split, so there's four times two. Kalupi me klutav litamei, so let's say you have an animal a kosher animal otherwise, that never split its hoof, and inside it's got one like that. You got four inside of four, so it should become tamei, v'hachiyar v'hachiyar b'hu. So v'hachiyar ne kal v'chomer Rav Chista. For that, Rabbi Yosef Glili will accept Rav Chista's kal v'chomer, that because after all, according to everybody else but Rav Shimon, a kalut is okay to eat, so therefore, this is an animal, since it's matir the shechita, certainly it'll protect from tuma. Now, matgavach devoy barami. This is a challenge for Yitzhak's limud. Chazir b'mei chazir tol v'tamei. According to that, a chazir inside of a chazirta wouldn't become tamei because, wouldn't generate tuma nevela because it's eight on eight. A chazir famously has cloven hooves, doesn't chew its cud. Hachishmo, machishmonu. So that pasuk isn't going to work. Elonachma Yitzhak mehacha. From the pasuk in, Korban Olavio, right? We're going to leave this a little bit later. Nefesh kitiga b'chol tamei, obenivat chayat tamei, obenivat behemat tamei, obenivat sheretz tamei. The Torah says if you touch anything tame, whether it's a nivat chaya or nivat behemat tamea or nivat sheretz tame. And then, of course, what's not mentioned there is, and then you either eat kodshim or go into the mikdash bishogeg, you have to bring the korban olev yored. We dealt with that at length at the beginning of Shvuot. Chivat behemat tamea matama v'torah lo matama. It's only behemat tamea that messes you up, but a dead goat doesn't mess you up. Make your tamei. Alaiz zeze ubar. They're supposed to be talking about the ubar. Shvitmeyat tamei mitorat tahor. Only in a behemat tamei does it make a tamei. Because where? Why else would you distinguish and say if you touch a behemat tamei, even if you touch a dead behemat tahor, you're tamei. Must be the ubar. Now once you have the second pasuk to Rabbi Yitzchak Lamali, what do I need the first pasuk for? Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha. The answer is, Ilav Rabbi Yitzchak, Kavyamena Kule Lechri Rabbi Yehuda Ata. Without that, I would have thought, and this is going to take us a while to get to, that entire pasuk is only coming to teach the lesson that Rebbe got from there, Kamash Moran, that it's also coming to teach you about the Ubar. Let's see what that is. And from here on until the end of the piece, it's going to be all a Braita instead of a Braita. Tanu Rabbi Yonatan, Namtigo Le Ben Azai, I told Shimon Ben Azai, Lamad Nivat Behemah Torah Shemetama. We know that a Nivat Behemah Torah, meaning a cow that dies, is Metame. Nivat Behemah Tmeah Shemetama, or a horse that dies, and Behemah Tmeah that dies, Metame. Nivat Chayat Tmeah Shemetama. I know that if a deer dies, it's Tame. Nivat Chayat Torah Lo Lamanu. Sorry, not a deer, but a bear. Nivat Chayat Tmeah. But Nivat Chayat Torah Lo Lamanu. I don't know that if a deer dies, there's two mat nevela, minayin, what's the source? Namli, what did he tell me? Kol olecha kapav v'chol achaya olechet. He said, anything that walks on four with among all the animals, which means that's chayat mea, nevela. Namti lo, and I said, v'chi nemar v'chol chaya, it doesn't say kol chaya, all animals. Lo nemar ela b'chol achaya, among the animals, or inside the animals, the mahalchi kapayim b'chaya hudata. He's talking about animals inside of animals that walk on four, meaning the inside one walks on four, as we saw earlier. So namely, what did he say back to me? So what did Rabbi Yishmael say about this? So namely, though I told him. Back to Pasuk 2, the first Pasuk that we used for Tanakama. We know that a chaya is included in the generic rule of words, the word bema, and vice versa. And as in the application is chaya Torah bechal bema Torah. Therefore, when you talk about bema Torah, you mean chaya Torah. So the group that includes cows also includes deer. Chaya tmeah bechal bema tmeah. When you talk about bema tmeah like a horse, it includes chaya tmeah like a dove, like a bear. Bema tmeah bechal chaya tmeah, and vice versa. Bema Torah bechal chaya Torah. Well, Ashur Azza Amarli. So this is what Ben Azai said to Rabbi Yonatan. Chaval al Ben Azai Shelo Shemesh Rabbi Yishmael. I regret not having learned with Rabbi Yishmael, because he had brilliant analysis. Now, let's see what he means. Chaya bechal behema minalan. How do we know that the word behema includes chaya? Dechtiv zot ha-behema asher tochelu. Sure, seich savim seizim, ayel tzviv yachmur. In Parshat Re, the Torah says these are the behemot you eat, and among that list, it includes chayot, teorot. Ha-ketzar chaya bechal behema. Behema b'chal chaya minalan. How do we know that the word chaya includes behema? Dichtiv and vayikra is the opposite. Zot ha-chaya asher tochelu, tochlu mikol ha-behema asher al ha-aretz. Right away, mikol ha-behema asher tel, you confess a parsa, and then it lists cows, etc. Now, it doesn't list them, but it says those are the simanim of behemot. Ha-ketzad. So what's the impact? Behema b'chal chaya, chaya torah, chaya b'chal behema. Behema b'chal chaya. Good, now the specifics. Chaya torah b'chal behema torah, what does that mean? The simanim. Because we're only told about split hooves and chewing your cud for behema. So the truth is saying is true about chaya torah. A deer has to chew its cud and have split hooves to be tahor. Chaya tmeah b'chal behema tmeah. What does that mean to say the generic group of behema tmeah includes chaya tmeah? Lahar ba'ah, just like you're not allowed to mate a horse and a donkey, you're also not allowed to mate a bear and a lion. Good luck with that. Behemah tmeah bichlal chayat tmeah. Now let's flip it. When the Torah talks about chayat tmeah and includes behemah tmeah, what's that for? L'chidu Rebbe, the Tanya, back to our first pasuk, our second pasuk, the one that Nachum Yitzchak used, the third pasuk, Rebbe Omer Akra, Ani Chaya Behema Laman Emra, when the Torah says, B'nivlat Chaya Tmeya, or B'nivlat Behema Tmeya, I don't need Behema. So what do I need it for? Nemrakan Behema Tmeya, V'nemar La'alan Behema Tmeya. In Parshat Tzav, it says, if somebody touches a Behema Tmeya, and then they touch Kodshim, there's Karet. So why do I beimat me'ah in the end of Vayikra and Vayikra Hey? Malalan tumat kodesh, mi kodesh afkan tumat kodesh. If you recall in Masechet Shvuot, we had to prove that the pasuk, it's pasuk number 3 on the page, is about tumat mikdash, because it doesn't say you went to the mikdash or you ate kodeshim. We have to understand. The Rebbe says it's there from beimat me'ah. Aha. Now, Beimat Torah b'chol Chaya Torah, when the Torah talks about Chaya Torah, it includes Beimat Torah for what? Liyitzirah, for the formation of an abnormal fetus that does lead, according to some, according to Meir, to a woman having to still keep the days of Tumah v'Tahara. None. We have this Mishnah in Nidam. Apelat Bein Behemah Chaya V'Of. If a woman miscarries and it looks like an animal or a bird, and whether it's Toho or Tameh, im zachar, if it looks like a male, teshev zachar, she has to wait 7 days and then the 33. Mnekeva, then it's 14 and 66. Eino yadua, if we don't know, teshev zachar mnekeva, she has to do the chumra, which is that you only get, that you have to wait 14 days of tuma, but you only get the rest of the 33 of dam tohar. Divra meir. So Chachamim say, if it doesn't look like Adam, there's nothing there. Now, the Gemara then says, Ula Rabbanan. And according to Rashi, the question of Rabbanan means, Rabbanan and the Mishnah, who disagree with Rabbi Yossi Glili, so what do they do this whole thing? I call Amali. So Kule Lechur Rabbi Hurata. The entire Pasuk is just coming to teach Rabbi's lesson that's about Tumat Mikdash. But there are some Rishonim who suggest that Ula Rabbanan is really a comment on Rabbanan versus Rab Meir here, and what do they do with the Pasuk, because they're not using Chaya and Behemah's connection to teach this piece, because they say it doesn't matter what it is, if it doesn't look human, you know, too much you'll let it. And the answer is the whole thing is for Rabbi. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, the second half of Mishnah Gimel. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.